Well, wanted you to tune in with me, or turn in your Bible to Ephesians chapter 5. Chris and I finished the first four chapters of Ephesians. Remember, Ephesians is three chapters of doctrinal positional truth, and then three chapters, 4, 5, and 6, of practical truth, living it out. And so I was looking at this today and thinking about it this week. How can we talk about chapters 5 and 6, rich stuff? How can we talk all about that in one session? And I think the key that I want to focus in on is really the key to the whole Christian life. It's how God has designed the Christian life, how He wants us to live the Christian life, and it's found in verses 15 and following of chapter 5. It says this, "Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil." It's a good place for an amen. The days are evil in which we live. "So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." This is the will of the Lord. Verse 18, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation." That is ruinous living. "But be filled with the Spirit." But be filled with the Spirit. That is the key to living the Christian life. It's you live it by His strength. You don't live it in your own strength. You don't live it by gritting your teeth and trying harder. You live it by letting go. The best ability is simple surrender and availability to the Lord. Just say, as that song we sing sometimes says, "Jesus, be Jesus in me. No longer me, but the resurrection power, fill me this hour. Jesus, be Jesus in me." Now, the Christian life begins by surrendering your life to Jesus, asking Him to save you, saying, "Lord, here I am. I surrender my heart to You. I turn from my sin and I turn to You." And that's how we receive Christ. And that's how we walk with Christ. Colossians 2:6, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him." You've received Him by faith and you walk by faith. It's not a result of you gritting your teeth and trying harder and harder and harder to do right and not do wrong. It's yielding yourself to the Lord and walking by faith and not by sight. Be filled with the Spirit. Now, in every human heart, there is a cross and there's a throne. A cross and a throne. Now, when self is on the throne, calling the shots, Jesus is on the cross. But when Jesus is on the throne, then self is on the cross. That's what Paul said in Galatians 2:20. "I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered Himself up for me." So I'm going to live a life crucified to self and let Jesus sit on the throne of my life by His Spirit and control me. That's what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You just surrender yourself every day, every moment of every day. You're surrendered to the Lord, to His will, to do what He wants you to do. You report for duty and you say, "Yes, Master, I'll do what You want me to do. I'll say what You want me to say. I'll go where You want me to go. I'll live where You want me to live. I'll have those tough conversations that You want me to have," you know, like the conversations where the Lord says, "Hey, you know, you wronged someone and you need to go to them and you need to ask them to forgive you." Those are hard conversations, but they're needed conversations. And if we're going to let the Lord lead us, then we have to say yes to those things. "Yes, Lord, I'll do that. Even though I don't want to, I'll do it." I remember doing that in my life with a particular situation and a particular individual, and it was just so hard to call him and apologize, but I needed to do it. And I was so glad when I did, and he was so gracious to me when I apologized to him, and it restored our relationship. Hey, God's ways are always best. So anytime that we hear the Lord's voice and we feel His prodding to go in a particular direction and do what He tells us to do, witness to this person, go to this person, we need to just say, "Yes, Lord." That's what it means to be filled with the Spirit, controlled by the Spirit. You're going to let Him lead. Now, there are some ramifications to that, some evidences that you're filled with the Spirit, because that's the only way to live the Christian life. If you're not living your Christian life filled with the Spirit, you're in disobedience to God. If I'm not living filled with the Spirit, I'm in disobedience to God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. It's impossible. You have to live yielded to Him and filled with His Spirit. That's a command. That's not a suggestion. Ephesians 5:18, do not be drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Now remember, do not be drunk with wine. He uses that as a contrast and as a comparison. Because when a man is drunk with wine, he's controlled by the alcohol. And it changes his personality. It changes what he says and what he does. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, it changes you. It changes what you say and what you do. And here's the evidence, verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. So let me give you some evidences that you are indeed filled with the Holy Spirit. Number one, by what you say. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The way you can tell if you are filled with the Spirit is it changes what comes out of your mouth. Because what comes out of your mouth are not cutting remarks and not bitter words and not caustic words. They're words that are psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, so to speak. They're words that speak life. Ephesians 4:29 is one of my favorite verses. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, that it may give grace to those who hear. We speak words that build up when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, not words that tear down. And hey, when you're filled with the Spirit, you're not grumbling and griping. As we read in the Old Testament, the people that Moses led out of Egypt into the wilderness with the hopes of going into the Promised Land, although Moses didn't get to lead them into the Promised Land, Joshua did. But Moses had this group of people, and their favorite pastime was to grumble and gripe and complain. Hey, if you stop to really listen to what comes out of your mouth, are there words there of praise, of faith, of psalms, of hymns, of spiritual songs, or are they words that tear down, words that say to God, I don't like this, this is terrible, this is a bad situation, that's a bad situation. That's like fingernails on a chalkboard to God. He doesn't want to hear that. Now, when we're filled with the Spirit, it changes how we speak. But not only does he say that it changes how we speak, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, but it says then singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. When you're filled with the Spirit, there's a song that goes in your heart. Now, you might not be very musical. I'm not super musical, although I like to sing, and there's a song going on in my heart. I'll wake up in the morning and I'll have a song going through my head. Typically, it's something that we sang Sunday at church, and it's just going through my head. And I love that hymn that says, there's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. That's a mark of being filled with the Holy Spirit. There's a song in there, a song in your heart. You know why? I heard this years ago. So true. You know why some people come to church and don't sing? It's not because they're not good singers. It's because they don't have a song in their heart. Do you have a song in your heart? It's a mark of being filled with the Holy Spirit. So speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Verse 20, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. Another mark of being Spirit-filled is you're thankful and you're grateful. And you see things that come into your life, things that maybe you don't like, hardships and difficulties, and what do? You still thank God for them. When all the bad things came into Job's life, hey, Job, you lost all your children. Hey, Job, you lost all your wealth. What did he do? He tore his robes and shaved his head, and he blessed God. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was grateful. He was thankful. He chose to put all the negatives in the positive category. That's what James tells us to do. Consider it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And so we give God thanks. In everything, 1 Thessalonians 5 tells us, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hey, when you're filled with the Spirit, you understand very acutely that God is over everything in your life. And so remember, nothing comes into your life or my life that doesn't first filter through God's fingers of love. So you can give Him thanks, and you can give Him praise, and you can claim Romans 8:28 over whatever has come into your life. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. And then one last thing He says in verse 21, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Submission is a mark of being Spirit-filled. It's the opposite of being rebellious, of seeking your own way. You submit yourself to the Lord, you submit yourself to His will and His ways, and you submit yourself to those people who are in authority over you. Hey, everybody's got a boss. Everybody deals with authority. One of the things we're seeing a breakdown in our country is people are rebelling against authority. They're rebelling against the authority in their home. They're rebelling against the authority given to government through the police force. Hey, we want to defund the police. Why? Because we don't want anyone telling us what to do. We want to do what we want to do. Well, that's the formula for disaster. And anyone that participates in rebellious acts like that, you can mark it down. That person's not filled with the Holy Spirit, because when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're subject to one another in the fear of Christ. And then that flows into home life, because right after verse 21, he goes into the relationship between the husband and the wife. And then he talks from there about the relationship between the children and parents. And then from there, he talks about the relationship between the master and the slave. As if we put it in the vernacular of today, it would be our work relationship and how we work with our boss and how we as bosses work with those who are our employees. And all those things are critical. And then it ends up with him talking about the armor of God, how you and I can stand firm against the schemes of the devil. But the only way we can stand firm is in the power of the Holy Spirit, and we put on the full armor of God, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. We have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We put on the helmet of salvation and the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Are you dressed for success? Listen, it all starts with being filled with the Holy Spirit. So that's a good question to ask yourself. Hey, am I filled with the Holy Spirit? Am I walking in the power of the Holy Spirit? Or am I walking in the power of my flesh? You'll never succeed in the Christian life trying to gut it out, trying to effort it out. You'll only succeed by surrendering yourself to the Lord. So maybe you've never really understood what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hey, it's putting Jesus on the throne and self on the cross. And so I want to lead you in a prayer to just surrender your life to the Lord's power and the Lord's strength. This is as a Christian. We surrender to be saved. And being filled with the Holy Spirit is not getting saved all over again. It's just saying, Lord, you who live in me, you live through me. I want you to be king and master in my heart this day and every day.